This is Kate Max from Post Run High with Kate Max. Degree Advanced, the world's number one antiperspirant, provides up to 72 hours of protection against sweat and odor that comes with life. Degree is the wake-up, workout antiperspirant, the dashing, darting, carpool honking, get the kids off to school antiperspirant, the work from home and do the laundry, grocery shop on your lunch hour, never take a break antiperspirant. So do what you need to do, work how you need to work. Sweat moves you forward. Degree is here to make sure it doesn't hold you back. Degree, here for sweat.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
When you're ready, you may be seated. Yeah, here's the closing argument of the Commonwealth. Idiot, yes. You may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. Anna Walsh is dead. Anna Walsh is dead because he murdered her. And he intended her death. Anna Walsh is not missing. She never walked out of her quiescent home on January 1st of 2023 between 6 and 7 a.m. to take an Uber to Logan Airport. She wasn't going to D.C. for a work emergency. There was no emergency. She didn't say goodbye to her son. That's just a story that the defendant told people. But since January 1st, Anna Walsh has not been seen by her friends or co-workers, or by the people who loved her. Anna didn't take an Uber. She didn't take a Lyft. She hasn't used her phone. The phones had no contact with the Verizon network since January 2nd, 2023, when it was in the vicinity of 516 Chief Justice Cushing Highway. She hasn't used her bank accounts, her passports, her credit cards, her email. She didn't vanish. The defendant was the only adult at 516 Chief Justice Cushing Highway after Jim Lulu left around 1:30 a.m. on New Year's Day. After he left, Anna was home alone with the defendant and their three sons, ages 2, 4, and 6. This defendant caused Anna's death. And the evidence does show you that. The evidence shows you that Anna didn't die of natural causes, but that Anna died a violent death in her Cohasset home on January 1st. You have the photos of those pieces of rug recovered from the dumpster at the defendant's mother's complex. The rug that had been in the living room. You have the photo of Anna in the living room on top of the rug. The photo shows that there are wood floors in that room. There's blood on that rug. The rug was recovered from the compactor outside of the defendant's mother's apartment and taken to the office of the chief medical examiner for examination. And Dr. Atkinson found a blood clot and a piece of Anna's Gucci necklace embedded in one of the cut-up pieces of rug. So look at the piece of metal stamped Gucci. It didn't break on its own. The rest of the necklace is missing. This is the necklace that Will Thaxel said that Anna often wore. Look at the slippers from the dumpster. The 2 pairs of adult slippers. The dark gray slippers with hair and blood clumped to the bottom. And the DNA testing tells you that the slippers had the DNA of Anna Walsh and the DNA of the defendant. Then there's the bathrobe. And there are 2 bloody white towels. A towel was tested that had Anna's DNA. Why did the defendant throw those items out? Because they had Anna's blood on them. And the evidence shows you this because the defendant was researching clean. How to clean blood from what floors? Does the dishwasher clean blood? Is it possible to clean DNA off knives? The defendant still had a cut on his thumb on January 9th. 2023. And on January 1st, before he even went to Lowe's to buy any cutting instruments, an initial stop that he made when he left his house was to go to Walgreens to buy antibiotic ointment and Band-Aids. Then he went to Ben and Liquors, where the manager identified the defendant, and the defendant threw a bag into the dumpster. Door is closed. The parking lot is empty. He's not yet gone to Lowe's. On January 2nd of 2023, the defendant went to Home Goods because he had to buy a new rug for that living room to cover the hardwood floor. He did this days before the forensic scientists got to the house and knew that the rug had been changed. Anna Wall's dying a sudden death from natural causes defies common sense. She was in great shape. The defendant told police that Anna was a sturdy Serbian woman. Listen carefully to his recorded interviews, because those are his words after her death, after he killed her. Mark Sobhaji told you that Anna had the highest health rating of the life insurance company. Anna had to complete an interview, have blood drawn, provide her medical records, and the life insurance company and the underwriters gave her this health rating. Anna was an active person who took care of her health. Ashley Zimino, her bar instructor, told you about this exercise class that she took the morning of December 31st, 2022. And Anna was the type of person, she said, who made others want to work harder in their exercise class. Will Fastel told you that Anna was very active and did yoga together. Sergeant Amy Waterman described Anna's home gym in D.C. And Dr. Atkinson told you about the different ways a person can die, and that it's extremely rare for a 39-year-old in good health to suddenly die of unknown causes. But without a body, it's not possible for the medical examiner to tell you the exact cause of Anna Walsh's death. No autopsy can be done. The defendant deliberately got rid of Anna Walsh's body. The defendant did not want anyone to find Anna's body and to know how she died. So the defendant bought cutting tools at Lowe's and Home Depot, and he cut up Anna's body, the woman that he claimed to love, and he threw her into dumpsters. He was hiding her body. The defendant intended to kill Anna Walsh. He didn't just want her dead, he needed her dead. This was a marriage in crisis, and it was heading towards a breaking point. It began with the defendant's federal case. And through the defendant's interview and his federal probation officer, you learned that the defendant was on home confinement. He was going to have to pay over $400,000 in restitution, and the case had been pending since 2018. You also learned that the defendant had no assets. He told Jamulu that he only made $50,000 to $60,000 that year, but he had told the police that he had businesses that were not making any money at all. Peter Capozzoli told you that the defendant's mother had signed the lease for the Cohasset home, and it was his mother that was paying his rent. Meanwhile, Anna was beginning to thrive. The marriage was beginning to deteriorate. Anna had her dream job. She had risen to become an executive at Tishman Speyer, and she was making close to $300,000 a year. She earned a bonus. And Teresa Marchese said that Anna was a good employee. And the defendant knew this. He bragged of her bonus and salary. She bought a townhouse, and she furnished that townhouse for her family, and she set up bedrooms for each of her three boys. But the reality was, the family couldn't join her because the defendant needed the children with him. Being the primary caregiver allowed him to move on, doesn't he? The separation of the defendant and Anna was taking a toll. Anna wanted the children with her, and Anna began a relationship with Will Fastow. which became more serious. The defendant and Otto were growing apart emotionally and physically. Anna struggled not having her children and not being able to be the mother that she wanted to be. This got worse when Anna took the trip to Serbia to take care of her sick mother. Anna and Wilfred spent the Thanksgiving holiday first in Dublin before Anna went to Serbia. And Anna bought her plane ticket with the credit card that the defendant monitored. And the defendant told police that he monitored their joint Chase Freedom credit card statement. The MacBook history also shows the defendant looking at the Chase account. The defendant knew about Anna's travel because in a recorded interview, he told the police that she had a layover in Frankfurt, and that connection in Frankfurt is on the same credit card statement. And you can see that, it's right in front of you. The defendant was angry about Anna missing Thanksgiving. He mentioned it repeatedly when he spoke to investigators.
I got angry about Thanksgiving, and then I realized it was just sad that we're not spending a lot of time together. And she was sad about it too, and it was exhausting for both of us. She was away from the boys, I was always dealing with the boys.
On a return from Serbia in December, but she only spent one day in Cohasset. And she was supposed to come home for Christmas morning, but she missed her early flight and she couldn't get a flight, and then she had to drive up. The defendant told police there was an argument.
I did have an argument with her for the Thanksgiving and the Christmas Eve, so I wasn't going to make the same mistake three times.
So what did the defendant do on Christmas Day when his wife wasn't home? He looked up Will Fasto on his cell phone, the man his wife had just spent the night with. The defendant was losing Anna. Anna was missing her children and wanted to keep them. Anna quickly returned to D.C., and on December 27th, the defendant was looking up the best strategies to divorce for a man and the D.C. divorce laws. This was not to protect assets. That wasn't the search. The defendant told the police that everything was in Anna's name. The defendant had nothing without Anna and the kids. And on December 29th, Anna spoke with Gemma Root and told him that she was upset. Upset about the travel, upset being separated from the children, upset about the defendant's federal kids. It was ongoing. It's getting to be too much. On December 29th, Anna went out with Alyssa Curry. And she broke down. This strong Serbian woman who was supposed to be having a fun night out with her girlfriend, going to dance karaoke, instead broke down. Anna told Alyssa that she had told the defendant that he needed to take responsibility for the federal case, go to prison. She wanted the children with her in D.C., and she and the defendant had not been intimate in close to a year. In Anna's mind, the marriage was broken. Anna even questioned if she could just take the children because she had already established a separate household. She said that she was falling out of love with the defendant. And at home in Cohasset, what was the defendant doing? He was looking up the Mazza building and the FBI raid on the Crossy building. looking up something that had happened in the spring of 2022 when Anna first started working for Tish and Spire. Interestingly, this was when the defendant brought up something he brought up in his interviews when he lied about Anna having to leave early for a work emergency. This thing, the work emergency. The defendant was going to lose Anna, and when he lost Anna, he would probably lose his freedom. Anna would have a house and he'd see a nice job, and he would likely go to jail. So the defendant pretended. He lulled Anna into thinking that everything was okay. He joked with her about a Porsche. He didn't want her to realize that he was aware of the relationship with Mel or her ability to leave him. He wasn't going to let Anna know that she wasn't saved. On December 31st of 2022, the defendant claimed that he could not find his phone. Why is that important? The mislaid phone allowed the defendant to be unavailable for 2 days. The mislaid phone allowed him to carry out his plan uninterrupted. And the mislaid phone allowed him to show the police when he eventually reports Anna as a missing person and not have the police question why he didn't contact Anna earlier. The evidence shows that the defendant was methodical. Just look at how he shopped at Lowe's with a list. He planned it with precision. So Jen Lulu came over for dinner on New Year's Eve, and the defendant told Jen that his phone was lost and it was free. Anna was texting throughout the night, including with Will Fastow. This is now the third holiday where Anna was concentrating on the other man in her life. When Jen left, Anna was alone. She was with the defendant, the man she was cheating on, the man she was telling to take responsibility for his actions, and the man who had her children. The defendant murdered Anna that morning in their Cohasset home. And this is what the internet history shows. His internet history, written words, he was looking at best way to dispose of a body. Better to throw away crime scene clothes or wash them? Crime scene. Can you be charged with murder without a body? Anna was dead. The defendant killed her, and he began researching how to get her money, how to inherit, how to get away with the crime. And he might have gotten away with it. But we know that his MacBook was syncing with his son's iPad. The same Apple ID. His demeanor changed during the interview on January 8th when the police mentioned the searches on the iPad. Not because the iPad involved his children. He had already involved the children in his lives. But because he knew he was caught. We know he had already involved the six-year-old when he had the six-year-old say that he saw his mother when she left the house on the morning of January 1st. The son could not have seen Anna leave the house. The defendant had already killed her. Listen to the recorded interviews. During the January 5th interview, the defendant spoke about what his son supposedly had seen. And the defendant involved the four-year-old by saying that the four-year-old hid the defendant's iPhone 13 mini. So, the defendant's phone made a reservation at Nightshade Noodle Bar for New Year's Day after the defendant told Anna that they were going to have a special party. this is ironic because the defendant was very clear with police on January 7th that he and Anna had no plans for New Year's Day. And the defendant also knew that he would be violating the terms of his federal probation by going to a restaurant on New Year's Day. But let's look closely at Exhibit 170 about the night Shady Hill reservation, which was on the defendant's iPhone Mini 13, which the defense just said was deleted. And if you look on page 2, on the bottom of one of the bubbles, you will see that the message was deleted on January 1st at 7:59:05 a.m. This happens to be one of the times that the iPhone Mini 13 was unlocked when it was supposed to be missing. The forensics show that the defendant's phone was unlocked 4 times and it was plugged in on January 1st. You heard testimony that the phone had a password of 197512. And in the January 4th recorded interview, you hear the oldest child needed help with his iPad password, which was 121212. The children didn't unlock the defendant's phone. The defendant blamed his misplaced phone on one of his children when he said that the children hid it. But it makes no sense that a 4-year-old somehow unlocked the defendant's phone and deleted that text reminder. Listen to the defendant's recorded interview. The deletion is made when the defendant is supposedly making French toast and playing with the kids. The defendant had access to his phone. Context. The defendant also had access to 2 other phones when his phone was supposedly lost. He had Anna's phone and he had the iPhone SE. And in the recorded interviews, the defendant told police that on New Year's Eve, Anna had an argument with a friend, and as a result, Anna put her phone upstairs in his bedroom.
You said she went to put her phone upstairs after that?
After that, she was 12, 10 or 15, and then she I remember putting her phone upstairs since then she came back down without it.
Was Thomas came down at one point to hung out with either Amy.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Was this before, during, or after Thomas was participating as well?
Oh, yeah. Thomas went to bed at, he went to bed when he came over at, 9 or 10 or something. I think Anna took a bunch of photos. Jim and I don't have any because she didn't send them to us yet. But I think she sent one to Will Fasto. So that was when, that's when the photo was taken about. So this was 10, maybe 10 o'clock or something like that.
Somewhere upstairs, she put her phone at that point?
Mm. Yeah, on her bedstand.
That's not what Jem said. Jem said that Anna was using her phone all night. Melissa Kirby texted with Anna. The defendant was telling investigators a story about Anna's phone. How else do we know that the defendant intended to kill Anna and had a plan for doing so? Look at his internet history. Look at what he did. The defendant set up an area in his basement where surrounded it with plastic sheeting, wore a Tyvek suit, and dismembered his wife, the love of his life. Hacksaw, the best tool for dismembering a body? Then, the defendant got rid of Anna's body. He got rid of her belongings. He got rid of her clothes and a bag that he told police that she had, that she supposedly left on January 1st. He threw her in the garbage bags, tossed those garbage bags in different dumpsters. Disposing of a body in the trash. Chatham West, apartment 7. The Claremont, apartment 7. And please confirm this with the location data from the SE phone and the iPhone 13 mini. The evidence shows that the defendant did this to hide the fact that he murdered Anna. He could not let Anna's body be found because Anna didn't die of natural causes. The defendant murdered Anna, and then he had to hide the evidence of his crime. In his mindset, the both internet history, want to get away with murder, use a special detergent. Can you be charged with murder without a body? Best way to dispose of body parts after murder. When you deliberate, look through the binder of the MacBook internet history. There are no searches of natural causes of death, blood attack, heart attack, aneurysm, stroke, or how to help your children when someone dies unexpectedly or goes missing. The defendant was not sad. Look at his demeanor in the surveillance videos. He's cool and calculating. He's calm. He had a plan. On January 1st, he went to the Lowe's store an hour away, even though there were hardware stores approximately a mile from his house. And when he was in Lowe's on January 1st, he wore a mask, and he wore gloves, and he had a list of what he was shopping for. He was calm as he helped bag with purchases. A hacksaw. Buckets. He used cash. Does this show confusion, panic, or fear? But he doesn't stop there. He went to CVS to buy hydrogen peroxide. And then he went to Stop and Shop to buy ammonia. No wonder the house was so clean. And on Monday, January 2nd, he went to Home Goods for rugs and handles. And then he went to Home Depot, where he had bought buckets with lids this time, baking soda, and a hatchet. And at some point that day, he got called from his probation officer. And he lied, and he said that he was picking up his children. He was able to calmly speak with her. No panic. He had everything now that he needed to dismember the woman that he supposedly loved. And he started to take her body and to throw it into dumpsters, because he had to cover up the crime to get rid of the evidence of the murder. This was not a man in crisis. This was a man who on January 4th went to TJ Maxx to buy pants with store exchange card. He was calm. But Alyssa Kirby texted him on January 4th asking about Anna. And so he called Tishman Spire a few minutes later and started to pretend to look for her. He called Will Fastow, but he didn't leave a message. He called back later, and then he calmly left a voicemail. No panic. The defendant knew where Anna was. The defendant even texted Anna's sister in Canada and said that she was missing. He was methodical. Look at the text messages. And at 4:30 p.m. on January 4th, the defendant went to Lowe's to buy a trash can. Comfortable. Not combat. But police were coming to the house and talked about Anna. And the defendant had the house ready. But police think his wife is in D.C. He had his phone book ready, and he sent text messages to Anna, even though he knew she would never see him. Despite everything that he had done on January 2nd, the defendant wrote a text message to Anna. I still love you. Ha ha. Here's Jim. The defendant prevented anyone from ever finding Anna's body, and there was no autopsy. Dr. Atkinson told you that the medical examiner can't do an autopsy without a body. And all that remains of Anna on two hairs, some blood, and a few things that belong to her. Part of a necklace she often wore, her hunter boots, a black jacket, a purse, her cool guitar, and a few other items in the dumpster, his mother's apartment complex. The defendant searched his MacBook for a murder conviction without a bond. Please do not allow the defendant's self-serving act with dismembering and disposing of Anna's body to let him get away with this murder. At the start of this trial, we asked you to use your common sense. When you do that, when you analyze the evidence as you deliberate and continue to use your common sense, you will see that the evidence shows there is only one verdict. Find the defendant who is guilty of the premeditated first-degree murder of Anna Walsh. Thank you.
I will see counsel at the side of the bench.
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.